C-O-L-G-A-T-E, Colgate presents Bill Stern.
With a Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, is on the air. Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, with stories rare. Take his advice and you'll look keen. You'll get a shave that's smooth and clean. You'll be a Colgate brushless fan.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern bringing you the 353rd edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel, featuring strange and fantastic stories. Some legends, others mere hearsay, but all so interesting, we'd like to pass them along to you. Our guest tonight, in person, is one of America's most famous singing stars, Dinah Shore. But before we bring you Dinah Shore, let's begin with Reel One, Profile of Sports Switches. One of the greatest sports stories of all time is the amazing story of Ellsworth Vines. Ellsworth Vines was America's national tennis champion back in 1931. And he won the tennis championship of the United States again in 1932. And then at the very height of his fame, even though he was the tennis champion of the United States, Ellsworth Vines stopped playing tennis and took up golf. Last week in Chicago, at America's biggest golf tournament, this same Ellsworth Vines, who was once America's tennis champion, came within one stroke of winning America's biggest golf tournament. Today, Ellsworth Vines is considered one of the greatest golf players in the world. Just as 15 years ago, he was the greatest tennis player in the world. But speaking of great champions who have switched from one sport to another, let me tell you the amazing story of Frank White. When Frank White was 60 years old, he won the golf championship of the state of Utah. That was 10 years ago. The years passed by after that, and he was forgotten. Until recently, Frank White came back to the sport headlines. For once again, he became a state champion. You see, last week, Frank White won the championship of the state of Utah in tennis. That's the story of a man who won the golf championship of the state of Utah at 60 and the tennis championship of the state of Utah at 70. Now you've heard two stories. The story of Frank White, who switched from golf to tennis, and the story of Ellsworth Vines, who switched from tennis to golf. But there are even stranger sports stories than these. For instance, did you ever hear of a man known as Gardenia Davis? Gardenia Davis lives in Mexico, where he runs one of the world's finest and most exclusive dress shops. In this dress shop, Gardenia Davis sells nothing but the loveliest of ladies' clothes. And every dress he sells, he designs himself. His dresses are world famous, so famous that he's the man who designs the dresses for the wife of the president of Mexico. And yet, strange as it seems, Gardenia Davis, who designs Mexico's most expensive and daintiest ladies' dresses, is also Mexico's wrestling champion. But perhaps the strangest story of all in sports switches is the story of a man who lived many, many years ago. This man lived in Italy. His name was Bernardine, and he was Italy's champion runner. He could run faster than any other man in Italy. Until one day, right at the very height of his fame, this great runner named Bernardine gave up running, and he invented a new sport. A new sport that spread all over the world. That's the story of a man named Bernardine, who lived in Italy many years ago, and who was Italy's champion runner until he gave up running to invent a new sport. Today, he's not remembered because he did invent a new sport. And yet he can never be forgotten. For you see, while he was alive, Bernardine was a religious priest. And after he died, the church immortalized his memory by making him a saint. Millions of churchgoers today say prayers in his memory. For he's now known as Saint Bernardine. However, few people remember that Saint Bernardine once invented a sport. And yet, strange as it seems, this sport that was invented by this kindly priest who became a saint was the roughest of all sports, for he invented boxing. Portrait of the church's immortal Saint Bernardine. Reel two. When he goes to the whip, his horse responds, and the result is more than $4 million in purses that have been won by that top rider, Eddie Arcaro. And listen to what that famous jockey says about the winning shave cream, Colgate Brushless, the shave cream of champions, for he recently wrote me,
"Dear Bill, take it from me, Colgate Brushless is the shave cream for men with tough beards and tender skin. I know, I'm one. Colgate Brushless doesn't dry out or irritate, and it leaves no smart or sting. It takes the fight out of tough whiskers, keeps them soft while your razor shears them off, close, clean, and painlessly. Colgate Brushless Shave Cream breezes down the home stretch with the maximum of shaving comfort." Signed, Eddie Arcaro.
Now here's a funny thing. Eddie Arcaro weighs 115 pounds. He's light and he's right for a jockey. Colgate Brushless is light and right for a shave cream. It's not greasy. It's not heavy. I repeat, it's light and it's right. Being light and fluffy, it's easier to spread. Being moist and active, Colgate Brushless stays on the job, works with your razor for a no-pull, no-snag performance. And because it's not gooey or gummy, but light and fluffy, it rinses off at the finish in a jiffy. Men, especially you men with tough beards and tender skin, you just don't know what shaving comfort is until you spread this light cream on your skin. Colgate Brushless is what makes a shave behave. And if you don't find it so, just send the top of the carton back to me, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey, and I'll see that you get double your money back. Ask for a 9-ounce jumbo jar of Colgate Brushless, the shave cream of champions tonight. It's light, and it's right. Reel 3, Portrait of History. This is the story of a prize fighter. Oh, he wasn't a professional prize fighter. He was a great amateur boxer. First name was Robert, and he lived many years ago. Dusty old record books contain no reference to Robert's boxing ability, and yet even after he was too old to go on boxing, he loved to watch boxing matches. And because he did, there's a great story to tell. Robert lived in Washington, D.C., and almost every day you could find Robert sitting in some gymnasium watching the prize fighters and training for their coming boxing bouts. One day, as usual, Robert was seated in a gymnasium when he was told that a friend of his was leaving that day on a train trip, and that this friend wanted to see Robert before he left. Immediately, Robert left the gymnasium where he was watching the boxers, and Robert hurried down to the railroad station to say goodbye to his friend. However, when Robert arrived at the railroad station, Robert saw a sight that he was never to forget. For as Robert arrived at the railroad station, there was great excitement. And then in the midst of this excitement, Robert saw some men. Saw them carrying away the body of his friend. The friend that he had come to say goodbye to. His friend had just been shot dead. Assassinated. For you see, Robert's friend was the President of the United States. President Garfield. The years passed by after that. And Robert might have forgotten the assassination of President Garfield, but for something that happened 20 years later. But 20 years later, Robert was in another city attending another boxing bout when he received word that another friend of his was due to arrive at the railroad station in just a few moments. Quickly, Robert left the fight arena, hurried to the other railroad station to greet his other friend. However, just as Robert arrived at that railroad station, he saw that there was great excitement there. And in the midst of this excitement, Robert saw some men. Saw them carrying away the body of the friend that he had come to meet. History had repeated itself. For like his first friend, this friend of Robert's had also been shot dead in a railroad station. Assassinated. For this friend of Robert's was also a president of the United States. President McKinley. Twice in 20 years, Robert had arrived at a railroad station in time to see a president of the United States assassinated. But even this is not as strange as something that happened to Robert when he was but a boy. For one night during his youth, Robert had been attending a boxing bout, and he'd arrived home a bit late, only to find out that his father and mother had already gone out. They'd gone to the theater to see a show. For a moment, Robert hesitated, and then he decided to join his father and mother at the theater. However, just as Robert arrived at that theater, he saw that there was great excitement there. And in the midst of this excitement, Robert saw some men carrying away the body of his father. His father had been assassinated. For you see, Robert's full name was Robert Lincoln, and his father was Abraham Lincoln. That's the story of Robert Lincoln. Only three times in the history of this country has a president of the United States been assassinated, and yet a president's son, Robert Lincoln, was on the scene of each of these assassinations the moment after they took place. He arrived immediately after President Garfield was assassinated. He was there immediately after President McKinley was killed, and he arrived just after his own father, Abraham Lincoln, was shot. And the only reason he wasn't there when each president was assassinated was because in each case, Robert was at a boxing bout. But wait a minute. There's an incredible ending to this story. An ending that was published in the Reader's Digest, and here it is. Robert Lincoln, who was on the scene of all three of these assassinations, including the murder of his own father, was years later standing on a railroad station platform when he saw a man fall in front of an oncoming train. Quickly, Robert Lincoln jumped down onto the railroad tracks and pulled that man to safety. Ironically enough, this man whose life Robert Lincoln saved was the son of the man who had murdered Robert's father. Just a moment, we'll bring our special guest, Miss Dinah Shore, in person. But before Before we present Dinah Shore, here is Charles F. McCarthy.
Well, as Bill Stern has told you, Colgate Brushless Shave Cream is not greasy or heavy. It's light and it's right. And it's made to order for you fellows with tough whiskers and tender skin. Easy to spread, Colgate Brushless stands your whiskers up for your razor to cut through, not over them. No snagging or pulling, no sting or smart. It's a champion shave you get with Colgate Brushless, the shave cream of champions. Believe me, your shaving troubles are over when you team up with Colgate Brushless Shave Cream. It's light and it's right. For convenience, for economy, get the 9-ounce jumbo jar tonight. And now to Bill Stern and Dinah Shore.
Reel 5, Colgate camera close-up of Dinah Shore. Dinah Shore is right now starring on Broadway at New York's famous Paramount Theater. But Dinah Shore needs no introduction, for she's America's most famous girl singer. Now, to bring her to you in person, this is Bill Stern switching you from where I'm standing in NBC to backstage at the Paramount Theater in New York City, where the next voice you hear will be Miss Dinah Shore.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's fun for me, a singer, to be able to appear on a sports program, especially with you, Bill. You know, when I was a teenager living in Nashville, I went in for sports as much as I could, but there were times when it wasn't easy. You see, my father was always a little afraid I'd be hurt. He seemed to believe that if I went horseback riding, I'd fall off, or if I went fishing, I'd fall in, or if I went skating, I'd fall down. But when I got to be a big girl, he gave me permission to try out for varsity sports. I did succeed in making the swimming and fencing teams, but he was greatly relieved when I became a cheerleader. Can you imagine what would have happened if I'd missed on a somersault? Speaking of somersaults, Bill, here's an incident I recall which may cause someone listening to do a little somersault. Some years ago, I had a rather interesting experience with a sports expert. It happened while I was still in college, and this man, very well known on the radio, came down home, and I pulled all the strings I could and finally managed to get to see him. And when I did, I sang for him. And then I told him I wanted to quit school and try to make singing my career, and I asked him for advice. And he told me to finish college and then to find another college to go to after that one because singing was not for me. And the boy who gave me that advice was Bill Stern. How are you, Bill? This is Dinah Shore backstage at the Paramount Theater, returning you to Bill Stern in New York.
I remember very well, Dinah, and my face is still very red. Thanks so much. Good luck and good night, Dinah Shore. And that's the 3-0 mark for tonight. Next Friday night, we'll be back same time, same stations, with another edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel. Our guest next Friday evening will be the lovely 20th Century Fox movie star, Miss Vivian Blaine. So be sure and be with us next Friday night, same time, same stations, when we greet you with our special guest, the famous star, Vivian Blaine. See you then. Until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the news of the day, newsreel at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. Now, until next Friday night at this very same time, this is Bill Stern for Colgate Shave Cream wishing you all a good night.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, is on his way. Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, has lots to say. He told you tales of sports, he rolls the inside dope, he really knows. So listen in next Friday night. C-O-L-G-A-T-E.
Ladies, it's no soap. Now, that's not slang. It's hard fact. For when your grocer says no soap, it means he's out of stock, and that in turn is due to the worldwide shortage of fats and oils. America's only source of additional fats to make soap is your kitchens. The more used fat you salvage, the more soap will be on the market. And remember, your butcher pays you 4 cents a pound for used kitchen fat. Miss Dinah Shore appeared on this program tonight courtesy of the Ford Motor Company. The Bill Stern Show tonight came from New York City. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company. Mm-hmm.